You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne.
Thanks for tuning into another episode. So let's talk about how to overcome imposter syndrome in the age of social media. We live in the golden age of information, also known as the digital age. A constant influx of information reminds us that knowledge is at our fingertips at any given time. We have never been more overwhelmed with information and data in history than today. And we have also never been more aware of a collective sense about the most relevant, a subjective term, or current issues of the day. If you weren't aware, it's the self-appointed job of social media to badger us all day with trending information online that is very difficult to ignore, except when we take steps to do so intentionally. One way or another, with the right digital strategy, any content can be made highly visible around the globe, and this possesses both the most amazing benefits and potentially the greatest threats to our awareness and mental health. It's also due to the inevitability of social media in our lives today that most people have a keener awareness of mental health than was previously common, one aspect of which is the growing concern about imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is not classified as a mental health disorder, but is defined as a psychological phenomenon. This term was originally coined by a clinical psychologist as an identified pattern of behavior that is common amongst highly successful people. Despite having a strong, invisible evidence of their accomplishments, affected individuals fail to validate their worth and are plagued with a persistent belief that they don't deserve the success they're experiencing. Imposter syndrome can happen to anyone, regardless of age, social status, or gender. Imposter syndrome has been determined largely to be a reaction to certain external circumstances, and there are potential triggers that can make its occurrence more likely. And one recently involved trigger that is seen as a high risk factor for imposter syndrome is the virtual reality of social media. So here are some ways that social media can heighten the effects of imposter syndrome. Social media can put people under increased pressure to succeed and reach their highest potential. But with this increased public scrutiny, will remaining authentic and embracing imperfections be possible too? It used to be that the glossy pages of a magazine or a shiny billboard were our typical sources of inspiration of an idyllic lifestyle. Nowadays, you only need to open your social media apps, which is fairly frequent in any given day, to be constantly reminded of how you could or should best live your life. The more we see these reminders, the more it encourages us to take steps to succeed and to reach our full potential. But the question is, at the bequest of all things standardized to us by social media, can we still remain authentic and embrace ourselves with the knowledge of our own perceived imperfections? Social media encourages people to create a social media image, an online reputation that may feel detached from the real person behind the profile. When our true selves feel in conflict with our online image and reputation, lingering self-doubt follows. This dissonance can provide a breeding ground for imposter syndrome and amplify feelings of fraudulence, anxiety, and may even lead to depression. Social media also encourages constant comparisons and triggers imposter syndrome. Having instant access to how most people appear to be living their day-to-day lives, according to their social media posts, can exacerbate the imposter phenomenon. And another thing that social media can do is challenge and warp our notion of what is normal. What we are frequently exposed to ultimately becomes the norm in our minds, given enough time. If we're not discerning, it's very easy to take another social media profile at face value, and yet feel that our very own is fraudulent or at least misleading. So in the next segment, I'm going to share some suggestions on how to counter feelings of imposter syndrome that's caused by social media. first thing that you can do is share and discuss your experiences with other people. This gives you a sense of belongingness and support to make you realize that you're not alone. The next thing that you can do is regulate your social media consumption. This is all the important if it triggers uneasy feelings of insecurity, comparison, and negativity. Think about building strong offline support. Prioritize your relationships outside of social media. Find a mentor with possibly relatable experiences to you. Also, take steps to develop a stronger offline influence to balance your online persona. This can act as a circuit breaker to disrupt you from putting all of your energy there. And the last suggestion I'm going to share is to seek support from a professional. If the previous suggestions aren't helping to overcome feelings related to imposter syndrome, outside support may be needed. Seek the support of those who are professionally trained to help you restore your emotional balance and trust in your self-worth. So I'm going to leave you with an affirmation. I am worthy of all things wonderful in this life. Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to you tuning in to another episode. Make sure that you've subscribed to this podcast and don't forget to click the like button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe and be well.